Hold on, let me. Hot
dog! Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. Hot dog! All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Go with high school softball here this afternoon on a KMZA 92.1 FM. Brandon Tamman and MJ, part of the crew, as we bring you a non-league tilt in Seneca today. The Nemaha Central Thunder hosting the Centralia Panthers. Glad to be a part. Your nice Monday afternoon, 73 degrees as we inch closer to first pitch. Winds about 15 to 25 miles per hour, and we got a good one in store for you today. Well, the road team in Centralia, the Panthers, are playing some good ball right now. They have won five consecutive games coming into this one here this afternoon. They have already eclipsed their win total from a year ago, and they are sitting right now with a record of 10-4, which includes a mark of 8-2 in Twin Valley League play. On the other side, the home team today, Nemaha Central, they have also had a fantastic season to this point, already matching their win total from a year ago. They sit at 9-2, 7-2 in Big East League play, right in the thick of it as we got about a few weeks left here in the regular season. Again, Brandon Tabb and MJ with you here, 73 degrees. Let's get you the lineup cards for our matchup here today. Centralia, the road team in the all-black uniforms at 10-4. They'll go like this here this afternoon. Tava Gibbs leading it off. She is the shortstop. Batting second is Hayden Kramer. She is out in left field. Claire Heinen is batting third. She is at third base. Cleanup spot is the pitcher and Blair Wheeling. The DP in batting fifth, that is Tessa Parthamer. Melena Becker's in right field. She will bat sixth. Josie Haberkamp is batting seventh. She'll play at first base. Owen Dieter's batting eighth. She'll be at second base. And then Tatum Kramer rounding it out, the center fielder batting ninth. And in the flex and defensively catching, that'll be Kaylee McKee. So again, for the Panthers, Gibbs at short, Kramer in left, Heinen at third, Wheely pitching, Parthamer the DP, Becker in right, Haberkamp at first, Dieters at second, Kramer in center with McKee in the flex position and defensively at catcher. For the Nemaha Central Thunder, again a record of 9-2, senior Ava McKinley will lead it off. She is at shortstop, followed by Marin Heinen, the sophomore right fielder. Batting third is Emma Hermish, the sophomore catcher, Alex Burkett, the sophomore second baseman. She will be in the cleanup spot. Pitcher inside the circle is Reagan Garrity, the senior. She will bat fifth. Sadie Haberkamp will bat sixth. She is the senior DP. Caroline Nordis, the sophomore first baseman. She will bat seventh. Kennedy McKee is a freshman at third base. She will bat eighth. And then ninth in the order is Jordan Haberkamp, the junior left fielder. And in the flex defensively in center field, that is junior in Natalie Hamas. So again, for Nemaha Central today, McKinley at short, Heinen and right, Hermish catching, Burkett at second, Garrity pitching, Haberkamp the DP, Nordis at first, McKee is at third, Haberkamp in left, and Hamas again, the flex spot defensively in center field. Again, a gorgeous afternoon here in Seneca today, 73 degrees. A little bit gusty today. Those winds about 15 to 20 miles an hour, kind of blowing in from that right field portion of the field here today. Again, both these teams had fantastic seasons to this point. Still a lot to be played for as we come through the backstretch and final few weeks of the regular season. Again, Nemaha Central 9-2. They have played some good ball since we last saw them here just a few weeks ago against Silver Lake, although that was a 10-0 loss to the Eagles. But after that, they swept on the road at Sabetha, wins of 4-3 and 14-2. And then most recently, last Thursday, it was a split here on this field against Perry Lecompton, Thunder winning game one 9-2, but a 6-3 loss to the Cause in game number two. Again, just their second loss of the season to this point. And again, for Centralia, again, a very fresh softball program. Again, last season, a 7-12 record. They went 4-6 in the TBL, and then you look just a year later here as we sit in 2025, they have won 10 of their first 14 games, including that 8-2 mark in league play. They have won five consecutive games. They have not lost since game two of their doubleheader against Onega back on April the 7th. That was a 9-8 decision, but since then they swept the likes of Donovan West and Blue Valley, or I should say they split with Donovan West following that loss to Onega, but then since that, game one loss to Donovan West, a 5-2 win against the Mustangs. They swept Blue Valley, wins of 15-4 and 10-0, and most recently last Thursday, dominant wins on the road at Valley Heights. Those finals were 10-0 and 18-1. So again, two teams well with postseason aspirations in their sights, and excited to bring you this tilt today between Nemaha Central and Centralia. So the home team again, the Thunder out on the field, getting the warm-up tosses in. Reagan Garrity inside the circle, and saw her a couple weeks ago in the matchup with Silver Lake, and Eagles got to her in a couple of innings, but certainly one of the better pitchers inside the circle here in Northeast Kansas. She will look to kind of keep this Centralia lineup down. So many athletes, part of the basketball team that went on to win the state championship just a couple of months ago, and this is a program that has built something good here. Excited to bring it to you. So here we go. It's Centralia batting first here in this top of the first inning against Reagan Garrity. Tava Gibbs stepping in, followed by Hayden Kramer and Claire Heinen. Garrity sets, looks around, and aligns the defense behind her, and Garrity sets the righty to the righty and Gibbs. First pitch is in there. Delayed call from the umpire. That's what we're going to get here today. No balls, one strike here to Gibbs. Shortstop today. Get a five-game winning streak here for the Panthers. They are averaging nearly 8 runs a contest, and they have been very good defensively, giving up less than 4 runs a game to this point. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Garrity, and quickly Gibbs down in the count. No balls, two strikes. This is a Thunder defense, giving up 4.9 runs per game so far this season. So both these teams, they do not give it up at a very high clip. When Gibbs' first batter of the game, and down 0-2, Garrity sets, swings, and deals. Ground ball left side, finds the hole in the left for a base hit. How about that knock from Tava Gibbs on an 0-2 pitch, a sharp single to left, and Gibbs at first with nobody out. That'll bring the left fielder up, Hayden Kramer, wearing jersey number 0, batting from the left side. So a big-time knock on an 0-2 pitch by Gibbs. And the Panthers have their leadoff man on here to start this afternoon's game. Very open on her left-handed stance against the righty in Garrity. Gibbs at first, nobody out. Infield in. The pitch is in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. It's been an impressive run, this Centralia team. They opened the season against the two-time defending 2-1A champs in McLouth, and they played them as close as any team has so far this year. Losses of 6-0 and 2-0, and there's a bunt attempt that is fouled up and out of play. So Kramer, just like Gibbs, starting out behind quickly at 0-2, but Gibbs able to rocket shot one to left field for a leadoff single. She is at first base. See if Kramer can replicate something of that nature. Garrity looks at the left band, spins the ball on the right hip, sets, kicks and fires an 0-2. And it's just a bit outside, one ball and two strikes. Now, we mentioned 73 degrees here at first pitch. I mean, absolutely gorgeous temperature. Those winds, though, about 15 to 25 miles per hour at times, causing an issue maybe to some of the play here today, depending on certain plays. Next pitch in there. Now a steal attempt is not in time. On the throw by Hermish down to second base. And now two balls, two strikes. So a good eye there by Kramer. And Gibbs is up into scoring position with nobody out. So from 0-2 to 2-2, Kramer fighting back. Now base hit could give Centralia an early lead. Garrity sets at the right belt, and kicks and deals. Swing and a miss on a fastball right through it is Kramer, and down she goes for out number one. A big first out recorded by Garrity inside the circle for strikeout of the afternoon for the senior. That brings up Claire Heinen, the third baseman, batting from the right side. Gibbs at second base, now one out in the inning. No score here in the top of the first. Garrity sets and field a little bit more back than that last pitch, and that one a little bit outside for ball one. Not a cloud in the sky. If there is, we do not see him. But again, gorgeous afternoon. Panthers trying to get on the board here in the early going as Garrity has a 1-0 pitch here on the way, and it's a swing and a miss by Heinen. Now evens it up, one ball, one strike. Now mentioned how Centralia played McLouth to start the year. They have also had non-league tilts, or I should say one other non-league tilt. That was against Wabunsee, and that was a Centralia sweep back on March 31st. 1-1, a little high and away here to Heinen. Two balls and one strike. Runner at second base is Gibbs with one out here in the inning. Gibbs on an 0-2 pitch led off the game with a single, but Hayden Kramer stepped in and struck out on a 2-2 pitch, so that was the first out recorded. Now a 2-1 is in there for a called strike. Steele attempt to third, another late throw, not in time. This time a called strike to Hyman, which evens the count, but Gibbs is now taking third on her second steal of the inning. Pretty good throw by Hermish, the catcher, on a pretty good target for McKee at third. Just a bit tardy on it, so now a productive out could give the Panthers a 1-0 lead. But a 2-2 pitch on the way here to Heinen from Garrity. Here it is. Just fouled back, so stays 2-2. With Blair Wheeling on deck. I'm mentioning again, 7.8 runs per game. This Panthers team has averaged through their 14 played so far. Now game number 15 on the docket. Trying to get one here early. Runner at third and one out. Next pitch, off speed, out and away. 3-2 here on Heinen. This Panther team battling here early against Garrity. Certainly playing the count well and using multiple pitches. There's a swing and a miss on a 3-2 offering, and down goes Heinen for out number two. So back-to-back swinging strikeouts. After Gibbs led it off with a single, and now it's up to Blair Wheeling, the pitcher, in the cleanup spot here. Gibbs at third base now, two outs. Two strikeouts now recorded by Garrity. Pretty straight up with her stance. Now a slight bend to the knees from the right side. Garrity sets and deals the first offering to Wheeling, and it's swung on and missed for strike number one. Good opportunity here for Garrity to get out of this inning with no harm done after giving up a leadoff single to Gibbs, finding her way to third base on back-to-back steals, but Kramer and Heinen with a couple of strikeouts. Garrity sets and fires an 0-1, took a little off, and it just missed off the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. And defensively here behind Garrity, McKee at third, McKinley at short, Burkett at second, Nordis at first. Of course, she is pitching to Hermish behind the dish. Haverkamp in left, Thomas in center, Heinen is in right. 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Might have caught a piece, but caught anyways by Hermish, and now Wheeling down in the count at 1-2. Gibbs at third base with two down here in the top of the first. Panthers have had a good look here to get on the board first, but Garrity a chance to strike out the side here. See if she can do it. Swings it through. Swing and a miss, and she does. Three consecutive swinging strikeouts after a leadoff single by Gibbs, and Centrilia leaves a man aboard. So after a leadoff hit, three consecutive strikeouts for Garrity, Centrilia nothing, and Nemaha Central coming up. You're listening to High School Softball on KMCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KMZA. It's high school softball here this afternoon in Seneca. Thunder and Centralia Panthers. Glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon, grinding away through this spring sports season. Centralia got a leadoff man on a single by Gibbs in the top of the first, but Reagan Garrity, three consecutive strikeouts, setting him down after that. So the Panthers come up scoreless in the top half of inning number one, and now we'll see Nemaha Central's offense for the first time against Blair Wheeling inside the circle. It'll be senior Ava McKinley, sophomore Heinen, and sophomore Hermish. Again, the two and three hitters, Alex Burkett, part of that as well, if one of those first three are able to get on. So Wheeling inside the circle for the Panthers. The all-black road uniforms, trimmed in white and orange. Thunder in their purple tops and dark gray pants here today. No score, bottom of the first, and the first pitch by Wheeling is taken for a strike. Boy, this umpire really loves the showmanship. No balls, one strike to count here on McKinley, the senior. Playing shortstop today, takes another one, grounds it left side, fielded beautifully by Heinen, her throw is off target. That's going to be an error, as it's going to be McKinley rounding first, heading up to second base, and it's in there safely. Boy, it was a rocket shot. Heinen fielded it perfectly, but the throw off target and an early error by the Centralia defense has McKinley at second base with nobody out. That'll bring up Marin Heinen, the sophomore right fielder. And Heinen, an RBI chance here for Nemaha Central, trying to get on the board here and take an early lead in the bottom of the first. Wheeling throws down a pitch. Beautifully placed bunt, picked up by Heinen, makes the throw to first and gets the out recorded, but the sacrifice, a positive there. McKinley goes up to third base and now one out in the inning for Emma Hermish. So a productive out here for Hermish could give the Thunder an early lead. McKinley at third base, one out. Catcher Hermish steps in and takes one outside for ball one. That was a perfectly placed bunt by Heinen. And Heinen kind of making up for it defensively again over there at third base for the Panthers. Now again, a runner at third base with just one out in the inning. Here's the pitch, popped up, and out of play. So one ball, one strike to count on the sophomore catcher, Emma Hermish. This is a Thunder team coming off that split with Perry LeCompton last Thursday. Thunder winning the first game 9-2, but the Cause bounced back with a 6-3 victory in game number two. Next pitch in the dirt. Good eye by Hermish. Now two balls and one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Nemaha Central hosting Centralia today. Get back to the baseball diamond on Thursday this week with Jeff West and Valley Falls. Very good one there, but for now we are bringing you some more high school softball as Hermish fouls this one away over the fence and evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. Well, Wheeling inside the circle, McKee is catching, Heinen at third, Gibbs at short, Dieters at second, Haberkamp at first base, and then the outfield, Hayden Kramer in left, Tatum Kramer in center, and Becker is the right fielder. 2-2 pitch, another ground ball, and fouled out of play again. So Hermish battling here, back-to-back foul balls, and stays 2-2. Thunder team scoring just south of 8 runs per game. Centralia team's been very good, just giving up 3.3 runs per game so far. Another foul ball here, this time out of play to the right side. And again, Hermish battling here against Wheeling, staying 2-2. After a leadoff error, allowing McKinley to go to second base to lead things off, the sack bunt got her to third, and she stands there quietly with number three in the order, Hermish, battling at two balls, two strikes. Trying to get that first run across here today. Here's the pitch by Wheeling, off speed, and looked to be a little bit high, 3-2. So running it up to a full count, Emma Hermish. Blair Wheeling inside the circle for the Panthers. The right-handed thrower against the right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, and it is fair down the third baseline. Just kicked over the bag. That's going to be an RBI double as McKinley scores with ease, and Hermish clutch hitting. A 1-0 Nemaha Central lead here in the bottom of the first.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed.
And just stayed fair. What a placed ball. And just again kicked over that third base bag. Umpire called it fair and a 1-0 Nemaha Central lead. As batting now, Alex Burkett fouls it away for strike number one. Well, the Panthers again got a runner up to scoring position with nobody out in the top of the first, unable to score. But Nemaha Central has taken advantage of an early error by the Centralia defense. Now a slow roller to the left side, Heinen fields, only play, and another high throw over at first, and a run is in. Throw to second, Dieters applies the tag to get the out, and a big second out recorded, but Hermish is going to score on the air on the ground ball by Burkett to third. So reaching on the E 5, but then trying to stretch it out to second base, and Centralia's defense doing a good job there to at least get that out. But again, two unearned runs here in this bottom of the first inning, and the Thunder out to a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Reagan Garrity, taken high for ball number one. That's usually quite the bugaboo in this game. Errors costing for runs, and Panthers defense giving up a couple in that category here in the home first. 2-0 Nemaha Central. Now this one by Garrity is slapped out of play, foul to the right side. Even Stevens on the count, 1-1. So again, McKinley led it off and reached second base on a throwing error, and then Heinen got her to third on a sack bunt. Hermish had the big hit to left field, again a RBI double, and then Burkett came up and got on, and thanks to another throwing error, but was out at second, trying to stretch it from first to second. Now, this is laced well out to the gap in right center field, but playing it in the gap is the right fielder in Becker, who comes into that gap spot and makes the catch to retire the side. But again, Nemaha Central taking advantage of a couple of defensive errors by the Panthers. 2-0 our score. Second inning action is coming your way next.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Second inning action in Seneca. Thunder out to a 2-0 lead on Centralia here on KMZA. And the first pitch swinging, it's hit to the gap in right center field. And one pitch to Tessa Parthamer blasted it into the gap, but an underhand catch in the gap. That was Hamas, the center fielder, coming in on that one to make a nice defensive effort. And just like that, one pitch, one out here in the top of inning number two. And the Thunder out to a 2-0 lead. Couple of unearned runs thanks to a couple of defensive miscues by the Panthers defense. But the big knock was a double that produced a run by Emma Hermish. First pitch swinging here to Milena Becker, the right fielder, is a swing and a miss for strike number one. So one out, nobody on, top two. 2-0 Nemaha Central here at home. Josie Haverkamp will follow here in the Panthers lineup in the second. Another pitch to Becker by Garrity, and it's taken all the way for a called strike, and quickly behind in the count is Becker at 0-2. Garrity, a solid three-sport athlete, and trying to work it with ease here in the second, and 0-2 a little bit up and inside. Now 1-2. And both these teams have either matched or surpassed their win total from a year ago. Still a lot of the regular season to be played. 1-2 here on Becker the pitch. That one outside, 2-2. And Parthamer, the DP, started the inning. One pitch, a line out to the gap in right center. Hamas making a nice catch. Basket Styles for out number one. Right now, the Thunder an early 2-0 lead. Garrity sets and fires the 2-2, and a swing and a miss. And down goes Becker for out number two. All four of the now Garrity strikeouts have been via the swing. And quickly, two up and two down. Again, four strikeouts already for Garrity. And now it is Josie Haverkamp, the first baseman. That's from the right side. Pretty straight up with the stance. Now a slight bend in the knees. Not much wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Garrity sets and fires. A little ground ball foul to the left side, and it's 0-1. And Centralia got their leadoff man on in the first inning on an 0-2 pitch. Gibbs with a sharp single to left, but Garrity struck out the side after that. And she has struck out four of the first six that she has seen here today. Here's an 0-1. A little bit low and outside. One ball, one strike. If Haberkamp's able to get on, Owen Dieters in the on-deck circle. Panthers, a lot of these girls part of that state championship run. The basketball season just less than 2 months ago. Here's the pitch. A little foul ball there. May have clipped maybe the inside part of the right foot there by Haberkamp. Kind of hobbles it off. And now the count in the favor of Garrity at one ball, two strikes. But trying to get out of it, facing the minimum here in the top of the second inning after facing just four in the first. Nemaha Central again a pair of runs in the bottom of the first. They have a 2-0 lead. Haberkamp needs to protect here at one ball, two strikes. Garrity sets at the right hip, squares up, and delivers. Ooh, high and in. And it's going to be 2-2. Boy, a little chin music on that one. Haberkamp with quick reflexes to get back. Again, 2-2 the count now. Garrity sets. Defense fairly straight up for the most part behind Garrity for NC. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down goes Haberkamp. So back-to-back strikeouts make it five here in the first two innings for Reagan Garrity. We have played 1.5 here in Seneca. And right now, Nemaha Central, a 2-0 lead.
This is the
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltzebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is the MSC Sports.
Here we go, bottom of the second inning here in Seneca. It's Nemaha Central, a 2-0 lead on the Centralia Panthers here on KMZA. Appreciate it very much. MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And the first pitch to Sadie Haberkamp is taken for a strike. Bottom of the second is underway. Mic check, MJ. So a leadoff single to right center field. Again, the wind kind of holding that one up in the air a little bit. And a leadoff man on for a second consecutive inning here. For Nemaha Central, that brings up Caroline Nordis, the sophomore first baseman. And the first pitch by Wheeling is a swing and a foul tip for strike number one. So a good start for Nemaha Central. Bottom two, they have a 2-0 lead. Their leadoff man on with the single by the DP in Haberkamp. Nordis jumping a little bit behind, 0-1. Here's the pitch by Wheeling. It's in the dirt, ball one. Now one ball, one strike to count with Kennedy McKee, a freshman, in the on-deck circle. In the two runs on just one hit, Centralia had two errors in that first inning. Both those runs were unearned. when the big hit was a double by Hermish. Now this one is high in the air, just a pop-up down the line at third, and it's Heinen, the third baseman, on the line to make the catch for out number one. So the first out's recorded, and Haverkamp has to go back to first base, and now up to freshman Kennedy McKee. Third baseman batting from the right side. So Wheeling sets, staggered stance, right foot forward, swings the right arm through. First pitch is a little bit high for ball number one. Hey, look at this Nemaha Central lineup. Just three seniors out of the nine in the order today, with McKinley and Garrity and Haverkamp. Next pitch a little bit outside. McKee has the advantage now at two balls and no strikes. Thunder leading 2-0. Batting here in the bottom of inning number two. Against Centralia on the other side. A five-game winning streak coming in, but they are going to have to rally here. Next pitch in the dirt ball. Three gets back to the backstop, and easy travel from first to second there. Haverkamp gets there without a throw. Go down as a wild pitch. But now McKee in front, three balls, no strikes. With Jordan Haverkamp, the left fielder in the on-deck circle. Good chance for Nemaha Central here to add to this 2-0 lead. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Dieters to her left, underhands to first in time for the out. Haverkamp goes second to third, but now two outs here in the inning. And now it is up to the junior left fielder again, Jordan Haverkamp, with now two outs in the inning. So after a single by Haverkamp, that is Sadie, who is over at third base, a pop out and a ground out. Now again, Jordan Haverkamp up here batting from the left side. And Wheeling's first pitch is a ground ball. Gibbs it short. Fields fires to first in time for the out, and the Panthers hold. So after a leadoff single, Wheeling able to get out of it with no harm done. Two innings in the books here in Seneca, and a 2-0 lead for Nemaha Central. You're listening to high school softball here on KMCA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitch to Owen Dieters by Reagan Garrity, taken for strike number one. The third inning underway here in Seneca. Thunder leading Centralia 2-0 here on KMZA. It's Dieters, Kramer, and then Gibbs. And now she puts one down, and coming in from the first base side on the line, Nordis, a basket catch for out number one, and Dieters is down here in the top of the third inning. So a little pop out to first. Didn't get a lot of time to talk about Owen Dieters there, the 1A D1 basketball player of the year, and a little pop out there to kick things off in the top of the third. Again, the Thunder leading it 2-0, two runs in the bottom of the first, and we've held true since then. Here's Tatum Kramer, number nine in the order, and she fouls away the first pitch here by Garrity. Quickly falls behind, no balls, one strike. And Centralia got their leadoff man on in the first inning. Garrity, after that, struck out the next three batters she faced. And we're set down in order in the second. Next pitch a little bit upstairs. One ball, one strike now on at Tatum Kramer. Garrity's off to a nice start here today. Five strikeouts, no walks allowed, just one hit. There's the first two and change. Now there's a swing and a miss. Good pitch again by Garrity, and has Kramer behind at one ball, two strikes. The wind has died down a touch, but at times up to 25 mph here today. Garrity is looking for another strikeout. Here's a 1-2. Got her on the outside corner looking this time. Boy, that umpire is having himself a day. Quickly two up and two down. And Centralia now will get to the top of the order. The second time through, and Taba Gibbs, the lone hit for the Panthers today. Two outs and nobody on here in the top of the third inning with the Thunder leading it 2-0. That is now six Reagan Garrity strikeouts. First pitch taken all the way, and it's called strike. It's 0-1. Well, Gibbs in her first at bat got quickly behind at 0-2 and then took an 0-2 fastball to left, well, more left field, not left center, but either way, a base hit. Ended that first inning, stranded on third. Next pitch runs inside. Now 1-1 here on Gibbs. To win six of the first nine, Garrity faced here. She has set them down, five of them swinging, one of them looking. Good start for Garrity. 1-1 count here on Gibbs. That one a little bit outside, 2-1. Now, it's still very early in this game, but as we're batting here in the top of the third, no runs, one hit, one left for Centralia. And two runs, two hits, and one left for Nemaha Central so far. That one just missed off the outside part of the plate, so it runs 3-1 here on Taba Gibbs. Garrity looking down the third base side where her team resides in that dugout. It checks the band, staggered stance, right foot forward against the righty and Gibbs. The pitch is fouled back, and the count runs full. At 3-2. Only the second batter that Garrity has faced so far today that has run a count 2-3-2. It was Claire Heinen who was in the hole batting third. It was the only other player to run a 3-2 count on Garrity at this point. She went down swinging. 3-2 here. Swing and a miss. Ride it up. Sit it down. Put it in the books. Nicely done once again. Another strikeout. Make it 7 for Garrity. Here in the early going, she is dealing. We have played 2.5 here in Seneca. Thunder 2 and Centralia nothing.
This is... Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom three here on KMZA in Seneca this afternoon. Some high school softball. First pitch by Ava McKinley. A swing and a pop-up. Shallow right field. Coming in to make the catch is Becker. And Centralia gets the first out on one pitch here in the bottom of inning number three. Again, MJR studio producer Brandon Tamman here on KMZA. Again, Centralia trailing Nemaha Central 2-0. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Here is Heinen, the sophomore right fielder, at a sacrifice bunt in her first at bat, helping that first run score, and a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch here, and Heinen falls behind at 0-1 on Blair Wheeling. Two runs by Nemaha Central in the bottom of the first. We have had zeros cross the board since then. Wheeling has not walked anybody. She has not struck out anybody. Defense made some nice plays behind her, but defense costing her on a couple of errors in the first. 1-1 count here on Heinen. Staggered stance, right foot forward. Wheeling's pitch is a little bit high. Two balls, one strike. Emma Hermisch will follow. She had the big hit, an RBI double in the first. Right now it is the Thunder on top by two. Wheeling sets and fires the 2-1. Ground ball right up the middle. Diving stop. Kicks to Dieters at second. And the throw is late, not in time. So Gibbs, the diving effort to her left from the shortstop position, got a glove on it, kicked it over to Dieters at second. But the speed by Heinen, that'll be an infield hit. And a one-out base runner for Emma Hermisch. Great effort by Gibbs at short, keeping it on the dirt. By the time Dieters gathered and got it over to first, Heinen was there safely. First pitch here to Hermisch is high and away for ball one. Gets you at the RBI double in that two-run first inning. A perfectly placed grounder down the line at third that skipped over the bag and just stayed fair by maybe a couple inches at most. Here's the pitch to Hermisch. That one low and outside, and it's 2-0. So when Heinen at first base after an infield hit, one out here in the bottom of the third, Nemaha Central trying to add to a 2-0 lead. Good crowd on hand here today. Bleachers packed, baseball playing behind us here in Seneca. Next pitch is a ground ball left side. Gibbs the dive to her right, and 2 second, not in time. It's another infield hit to the shortstop side. And Hermisch is now 2-for-2 today. And both those infield hits to the shortstop in Gibbs, this one diving to her right, ricocheting off the glove and tried to get it to Dieters at second base, but Heinen was there quickly. So two on and one out here for the Thunder, trying to build on a 2-0 lead, bottom three. Here is Burkett. And the first pitch taken all the way for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Burkett reached on an error in that first inning and then tried to stretch it from first to second on the errant throw and was gunned out at second base, which was at the time out number two in the inning. Here's a ground ball, playable at third. They get the out there and trying to get the double up at second, and it hits off the right ankle of Dieters at second. They get one out, and the time on the field is, you know, a little shaken up as Dieters at second base. She took that softball right off the ankle. It was fielded by Heinen, who made the tag at third unassisted to get Heinen. For out number two, Hermisch went first to third, and Burkett again on the fielder's choice, but a big second out. But they are at the corners for Reagan Garrity. Thunder trying to get another run on the board. Going to have to do it with two outs. There's a steal by Burkett. Without a throw to second base by McKee, the catcher. So you have Hermisch at third base. You got Burkett at second. Two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch to Garrity. That one in the dirt. It gets to the backstop. Everybody moving, and a run is in. On the wild pitch, Hermisch scores, and it's 3-0 Nemaha Central. In the process, Burkett to third. And the count right now in favor heavily to Garrity's side at 2-0. She flew out to right to end the first inning. But a 3-0 lead now for NC and can add more with the base hit. Next pitch, just a scotch outside. Now 3-0 on Garrity. Well, Wheeling has had to rely heavily upon her defense so far. She's not struck out anybody. She has not walked anybody. But a 3-0 pitch here to Garrity is taken high. Or that was a 2-0 pitch. Now it's 3-0. Or it's 3-1. Beg your pardon. I missed that one. So we correct ourselves, and it's 3-1 here on Garrity. The runner at third is Burkett with two outs. A wild pitch getting Hermisch in to add to what is now a 3-0 lead. Here is a late shot to right field, and it drops just on the edge of the grass in front of Becker for a base hit. It's an RBI single by Garrity, and now the lead is 4-0 for Nemaha Central. Doing it in all facets this inning. Looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in for Garrity. That's going to be McKinley. Courtesy runner off the bench here for Nemaha Central. So McKinley, the courtesy runner at first base for Garrity, an RBI single for her, has doubled up. As Nemaha Central lead, it was 2-0 coming in. It's now 4-0 in favor of the Thunder. Still batting with two outs in the bottom of the third. And now Sadie Haberkamp, senior DP, checks in from the right side. Umpire cleans off the plate, nestles the hat, puts the mask on, calls the number of outs, and we're back to it. Here's Wheeling's first pitch. A swing and a miss by Haberkamp. Falls behind at 0-1. Haberkamp singled to lead off the second inning. But a pop out and a couple of ground outs left her stranded at third. Courtesy runner McKinley at first base. And a chopper to the left side. It's fielded in fair territory and everybody's going to be safe. Now on the cusp, it looked like Heinen could have let that one go foul. But she picks it up right on the line and everybody is safe. That'll be an infield hit. So now first and second, two down. For Caroline Nordis, the sophomore first baseman. The seventh batter to come up here in the inning. For Nemaha Central, Nordis fouls away the first pitch right back into the cage, and it's 0-1. Well, back-to-back hits by Garrity and Haberkamp. McKinley, courtesy runner at second base, Haberkamp at first. They have added... Nemaha Central has to their lead. They lead at 4-0 here in the third. Next pitch taken for a called strike. And Nordis quickly behind at no balls and two strikes. Chance here for Nordis to add to this four-run lead here in the bottom of the third. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Heinen fielding will make the throw to first and gets it on target in time for the out. That does retire the side, but two more runs come across for Nemaha Central. They have doubled up their lead. We go to the fourth inning here in Seneca. Nemaha Central 4 and Centralia nothing.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues today on KMCA. Centralia at Nemaha Central. To the fourth inning we go. Reagan Garrity, she's been solid today, no doubt about it. And her first pitch to Centralia's Hayden Kramer, taken outside for ball one. And the fourth inning is off and running. Garrity has pitched three innings. She has seven strikeouts. She has given up just one hit with no walks. Kramer, one of those strikeout victims in the first, and now shows bunt. She fouls it away to the left side. Now one ball, one strike here on Kramer. Claire Heinen and Blair Wheeling will follow here in the Panthers' order. As Nemaha Central in that last half inning, two runs on four hits. And adding to their lead, it's now 4-0. As again, off and running here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch by Garrity. It is low and outside. Kramer needs to protect. Leading off here in the top of the fourth. Wide open stance from the left side. Very open. Settles in the pitch. It's outside. So battling here is the left fielder. And Hayden Kramer, the count is two balls and two strikes. Garrity puts that right foot on the rubber, staggered stance, sets, straightens up, swings it through. And a swing and a miss, but the ball gets away from the catcher and Hermish, and that's going to get a base runner on. So a swinging strikeout by Kramer on a high fastball, but the ball too high for Hermish, couldn't quite secure it. That puts the leadoff man on for Centralia here in the top of the fourth inning. That is now, count 'em, 8 strikeouts for Garrity, but that will be a base runner. So here's Claire Heinen, struck out swinging her first time up, steps in for a second time against Garrity. Omaha Central leading it 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch by Garrity, low and inside for ball one. So Silver Lake Baseball is here today, taking on Nemaha Central. Again, that was the makeup from their double dip a couple weeks ago, where we were here for the softball matchup with Silver Lake, and either team played their second game of the DP, and Silver Lake here getting that one in today behind us. As right now, Claire Heinen is in there, 1-1 one strike. Kramer the runner at first, nobody out here in the top of the fourth, a 4-0 Omaha Central lead. Garrity sets and deals. Ground ball, third base side, stab by McKee, played a second, not in time, everyone's safe. Boy, fast base running by Kramer, beat the throw, it was hit hard, and a good defensive effort by McKee, and a good throw to second, but just simply not in time. So now two on and nobody out for Wheeling. This is the start to an inning that Centralia needed. Kind of unconventional with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. But trying to chip away. They're down 4-0. And Garrity having to work out of a two base runner jam here for the first time today. She had retired 9 consecutive batters until this inning started. Here's a bunt by Wheeling Schoen. She pulls back, steal attempt at third, throw on target, but not in time. Everybody's safe. So a double steal, Kramer at third, and Heinen to second. But now base hit could cut this deficit in half for the Panthers. Still nobody out. Again, Wheeling showed bunt, pulled back. And now the double steal does not need to really try the bunt anymore. So Garrity looks over to the third base runner in Kramer. That second, it's Heinen. 4-0 NC here in the fourth. Panthers threatening really for the first time today. Garrity sets, kicks, swings it through. Popped up, coming back towards us here. Fans going home with the game ball. Right back up against the press box here. And the count now 0-2 on Wheeling. Parthamer is on deck here for Centralia. Again, Kramer at third. Runner at second is Heinen. Trying to get their first run of the game. Still a long way to go. Getting halfway through this thing here in Seneca today. Garrity's pitch is a swing and a miss. And down goes Wheeling for a monster out number one. Count them up. 9 strikeouts now for Garrity. That brings up Tessa Parthamer, the DP today. Lined out to center her first time up. Again, runners at second and third. Now one out. Parthamer steps in. Garrity sets. And fires. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Good location on that outside part of the plate. Parthamer starts behind 0-1. Kramer at third, Heinen at second. Parthamer batting with one out in the fourth. Centralia trailing here 4-0. Garrity trying to keep that goose egg on the board. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. And quickly now, it is 0-2. So we saw Garrity in the first inning give up a single to Gibbs on an 0-2 pitch, came back to strike out the side to win that first. She's struck out at least 2 in every inning to this point. Trying to go something similar here. Big 0-2 pitch. Got her on the inside part of the plate. Called strike 3. Emphatic strike 3 call from the umpire. Back-to-back strikeouts, and it's up to Milena Becker. 10 strikeouts now for Garrity. Panthers letting this opportunity go by the wayside, but they got another opportunity with Becker here. Two outs, two on here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. That one taken high for ball one. And now a play at the plate on a steal attempt is in time, and the inning is over. The base running of Kramer trying to catch Nemaha Central off guard, and the tag applied by Hermish to get out of the inning with no harm done. But hold on real quick. The umpires meeting on the diamond. And they're going to bring it back. The runner is safe. And now Nemaha Central's coaching staff wants an explanation here. Well, it went from outs to the end of the inning to now safe and bring everybody back. And we're still waiting for Nemaha Central to retake the field. So they have switched the call from out to safe at home. Which, if it, I can't imagine they switch it back for a third time. They might be seeing if, I don't know, it was a bang bang play, but we're just kind of waiting and seeing here. So it went from an out call, which would have ended the inning, to a now safe call, and the Panthers getting their first run of the game, but the only player currently on the field is right now the runner at second base for Centralia and Claire Heinen. Nemaha Central's defense has completely gotten off the field. Melena Becker out there still waiting to take her at bat as, again, trying to catch Nemaha Central off guard with a steal home. And at first glance, Kramer was called out. And then a meeting between the umpires and the call was changed. So we're still waiting for the, I guess, final decision here. As the umpires are still discussing on second and third. And Claire Heinen, again, the runner at second base, has just taken a seat on the second base bag and waves back to her dugout just nonchalantly. I kind of get it here, and now it looks like Nemaha Central's defense going to come back out. So it's going to hold true. The call is safe. And finally, Centralia, their first run of the game on a steal home. So it is now 4-1. Two outs in the inning. Heinen still the runner at second base. The batter is still Melena Becker. So after all that, we went from out to safe to get everybody back on the field. And the count is 0-1 on Becker. She was one of the many strikeout victims here today. We had a good pace going with this ball game and fell that little swing there, but Nemaha's defense left the field. They're back on. And we pick up where we left off there after the steal home by Kramer, giving the Panthers their first run of the game. Alan, we still got discussions with the umpire. So a lengthy pause in the action here. I think they're just confirming the count here. At 0-1. Alright, so Becker back in the box. Heinen the runner at second. Centralia on the board. Still trailing 4-1 here on Seneca. But again, two outs to this point, and Garrity has struck out the last two she has faced. And a pop-up here and foul out of play. And Becker now has to protect. It's 0-2. Garrity sets. Becker needs to protect it. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball. Fastball about knee level. Just enough of the swing to catch a piece for Becker to stay alive. Heinen at second. Two down. A run is in for Centralia. They trail Nemaha Central here 4-1 in the top of the fourth. Here's Garrity's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her. Frustration by Becker, down swinging, so a lengthy delay, but nonetheless, Panthers fortunate to get their first run across, but we have played now into the bottom of the fourth inning with Nemaha Central leading this game 4-1 on KMCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
April is National Donate Life Month. It's a time to honor those who have saved lives by becoming an organ, tissue, marrow, or blood donor. It's also a time to encourage more people to follow their heroic example. Registering at www.registerme.org as a donor is a gift to your family, giving them certainty of your decision to help others in need. It is also a symbol of hope to those awaiting a life-saving or healing transplant. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Panthers get their first run of the game, but trail here at Nemaha Central 4-1 as we go to the bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KMCA. It's a good one here so far, Nemaha Central and Centralia softball. 73 degrees at first pitch. A 4-1 Nemaha Central lead as Josie Haverkamp leads it off and slaps a single out to left field. Rounds first with a heavy turn, and Centralia gets it in quickly, but Haverkamp a leadoff single. Or correction, I beg your pardon, that was Kennedy McKee. Had the wrong side of the book here flipped. The seventh hit already for the Nemaha Central offense. Runner at first base, and now here is Jordan Haverkamp. First pitch foul ball there, it's 0-1. She grounded out to short to end the second inning. But the Thunder scored two in the first and two more in the third. Panthers got their lone run in the top of the fourth, and now we're batting here in the bottom of the fourth, Thunder leading it 4-1. Haverkamp steps back in from the left side, number 9 in the order, jersey number 21, and threw a bunt down, pulled it back, pitch was high, and it's 1-1. And Wheeling is pitched now into the fourth. Only two of the four runs she has given up have been earned. Next pitch low and inside. Two balls, one strike here on Haverkamp. McKee at first after a leadoff single to left field. Now field fairly straight up right now for Centralia. Very athletic defensive outfield for the Panthers today. Here's a good bunt put down on the left side. Heinen's only play is to first. She makes it for the out. So Haverkamp does the job and gets McKee into scoring position with one out. And back to the top of the order here with Ava McKinley. So a third time through the order here. And McKinley has reached base via an error and scored the first run of the game. And now she hits this well, stabbed down by the shortstop in Gibbs, and the throw is late, not in time. Now they go back to third. That time it is applied for the tag, and the out is made. What a defensive play by Gibbs at short, a diving stop. And they're going to say the out is applied. McKee gone for out number two at third. So McKinley beat out the throw to first, and then Haverkamp immediately rifled it back across the diamond to third, as McKee was trying to get from second to third, and this time it was applied the tag, and out number two recorded. So now it is down to a base runner at first base and two outs in the inning for Heinen. Sophomore right fielder for NC. Boy, Gibbs has had really good plays at shortstop today, and I think they're checking to make sure she is okay. Dusted up with a lot of dirt. She has had multiple diving plays. That one, maybe the best of them so far. So here is number two in the order, sophomore right fielder in Heinen. For Nemaha Central, runner at first base is McKinley, now two outs. 4-1 NC here, batting in the bottom of the fourth. There's a foul tip on that swing, and it's 0-1. So a single and then a sacrifice bunt by Jordan Haverkamp, getting the key to second. Then what essentially went down as a 6-3-5 out. Here's a slow roller. Heinen again at third. Across the diamond. Wide throw. Do they get the out? They do. And that should be the final out, and it is. And Trillia comes off the field, so a wide throw, but a good play by Haverkamp at first to secure it and retire the side. So a leadoff single does no harm. We go to the fifth inning here in Seneca. Nemaha Central, a 4-1 lead against Centralia.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Reagan Garrity back inside the circle for Nemaha Central. The Thunder leading Centralia 4-1 here on KMZA. MJ in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. It's the bottom third of the Panther order here today. Josie Haverkamp starting it off. Her second time through the order, and first pitch missing inside for ball one. Garrity has struck out 11 here today. Has given up just one hit and one run. Here's the pitch. That one in there, taken all the way, a called strike. Now one ball, one strike. Owen Dieters and Tatum Kramer to follow for the Panthers here in the away fifth inning. Garrity checks the third base dugout, checks the band, and kicks and fires. That one inside. Two balls, one strike here on Haverkamp. Struck out swinging her first time up back in the second inning. Has the count in her favor at 2-1. Garrity sets. Right foot forward, swings it through. Check swing, but held. And it's three balls, one strike here on Haverkamp. In the one run that the Panthers put up on the board last inning, they did not have a hit in that inning. They only have one hit here today, and it was the leadoff batter of the game, and Tava Gibbs with a single to left. Outside of that, no hits. Ground ball, speaking left side, fielded. McKee at third over to first in time for the out. So Haverkamp works a hitter-friendly count at 3-1, but ultimately grounds out to begin the fifth. Here is the Class 1A D1 Basketball Player of the Year, Owen Dieters. Popped out the first in our first at-bat. Nice play by Nordis to secure that out back in the third inning. This one lifted high in the air on the infield. Right side, Birkin at second. Backing up, she can't make the play. Well, the wind probably had a factor in that one for sure. It was hit a mile high. Thomas, Heinen, Burkett all converging on it, simply dropped in between all three, and that is a one-out base runner for Centralia. Dieters at first base with one out. Very good athleticism over there. Now Kramer steps in. And Garrity's first pitch. It's a swing and a miss by Kramer. It's 0-1. It'll go down as a hit for now, and just two given up here today by Reagan Garrity. And Centralia, they got to put something together here over the last couple of innings. They're down three. There's the called strike on the outside corner. Kramer quickly behind at 0-2. Well, scenarios like this, you don't want to leave it up to the umpire. If it's close, you got to swing. Garrity's done a nice job today getting out in front of these hitters. Now a chance for another K. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. So we'll try it again. Will Kramer at 0-2. And Garrity has struck out 11 today. She has walked 0. And just 2 hits allowed, pitching in the 5th. Garrity sets the runner at first in Dieters. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down goes Kramer. Another strikeout. Make it 12. And quickly out number 2, and it's up to Gibbs at the top of the order, who's got one of the 2 hits here for Centralia today. Dieters at first, 2 down. Here's Gibbs, 1-for-2 today. Garrity now with 12 strikeouts this afternoon and trying to keep that 3-run deficit for her team. Garrity's first pitch, runner taken off. Dieters, there's the throw, there's the tag. Ball popped out, and Dieters is safe. Even if the throw and catch is clean, I think Dieters has it by a step. The athleticism by Dieters, a stolen base for her, and a base hit could hit the Panthers within 2 runs here. The count 0-1 here on Gibbs, batting for a 3rd time today. Garrity sets. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. So now again behind in the count is a Centralia batter. Runner at second base is Dieters. 2 outs here in the top of the 5th inning. Nemaha Central a 4-1 lead. Garrity sets and swings it through. Swing and a miss again, and Gibbs down swinging for out number 3. 13 strikeouts for Reagan Garrity. And Nemaha Central holding their 4-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning here on KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues today on KMZA. MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman here in Seneca. Beautiful low 70-degree day. Nemaha Central coming up to bat here. Gets Blair Wheeling in the bottom of the 5th inning. Thunder holding a 4-1 lead as we are off and running. Bottom of inning number 5. Nemaha Central 2 in the 1st. They scored 2 more in the 3rd. Centralia got their lone run in inning number 4. 4-1 Nemaha Central. Wheeling back inside the circle. Here's Emma Hermes. She's had a fantastic afternoon at the plate. She rips this one foul. Start behind at 0-1, but an RBI double and a run scored in the 1st, and then a single and a run scored in the 3rd. She is 2-for-2 today. So 3, 4, and 5, Hermish, Burkett, and Garrity. Well, Wheeling, she has not struck anybody out. She has not walked anybody. 2 of the 4 runs have been earned. She has not pitched too bad. She's had some good defense behind her today. Right now has to keep it in check as the count is 1-1 here on Hermish. Wheeling sets and fires. Just a bit outside, tried the corner and missed, and it's 2-1. Now, this middle part of the order has been certainly the most productive in this game today for Nemaha Central. 3 of their 4 runs from the 3 and 4 hitters. This one is lifted out to shallow center field. Could be a tough play. Coming in on the dirt to make the catch from center field is Tatum Kramer, underhand styles. That is a nice defensive effort for out number 1. So That'll bring up Alex Burkett, the sophomore second baseman, has reached twice unconventionally with an error and a fielder's choice, and has scored one of the four runs. Third time facing Wheeling here today. First pitch from her, and the dirt ball one. Base is empty and one out. You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thunder leading this game 4-1. They have not trailed at any point. Looking for their 10th win of the season in game number 12. This one fouled straight back. Good cut by Burkett, just off target on the mark, and it's now one ball, one strike. And looking ahead for these two teams, and Nemaha Central Thursday will travel to Houlton. They still got St. Mary's, Rossville, Hiawatha, and Jeff West on their schedule. This one is a high pop-up left side of the infield. Gibbs, the shortstop, calls it off, makes the catch for out number two. So a fly out and a pop out, two up and two down. Here's Reagan Garrity. Fly out to right to end the first, and an RBI single in the third. Now batting here with two outs, nobody on, in the bottom of the fifth. A little bit of shade coming over the crowd here. First pitch taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. And the two runs in the first on just one hit, the two runs in the third came on four hits, including three infield hits. They have left four on base today. Here's the pitch. A little bit low, and it's one ball, one strike. So we talked about the upcoming schedule for Nemaha Central. Centralia, on Friday, they'll play at Donovan West, and then next week, early on, they'll take on Onega. Next pitch, a little bit high, and it's two balls, one strike here on Garrity. We mentioned how good Garrity's been inside the circle. 13 strikeouts, two hits, one run allowed so far. She has walked none. She has been nearly unhittable today. There's the called strike on the outside corner. Evens up here with Garrity. Does Wheeling at two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth inning. Nemaha Central holding on to a 4-1 lead. Still two innings to go for the Panthers to rally. Wheeling trying to get her first strikeout of the day, and it's not going to come on that pitch. It's up and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Standing in the on-deck circle is Sadie Haverkamp, the senior DP. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here. And waiting on it, popping it up, left side, shallow left field, coming on the edge of the grass to make the catch is Hayden Kramer. And for the first time today, it is 3-up, 3-down for Blair Wheeling. Five innings in the books here in Seneca. Nemaha Central 4 and Centralia 1.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final two innings here in Seneca today. Centralia needing the rally. They trail Nemaha Central 4-1 here on KMCA. First pitch swinging. Hayden Kramer out to center field, and dropping it is Thomas, running to her right in the gap. And a leadoff extra base hit for Hayden Kramer and the Panthers. Their first extra base hit here today. There at second base with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning for Claire Heinen. First pitch swinging by Kramer. Rocket shot towards somewhat of the gap in left center, and Ginhamis trying to run it down. Would have been a difficult play and just couldn't quite secure it. So Kramer at second base, nobody out. Check swing and a foul ball here by Heinen, and she'll fall behind it. No balls, one strike. Heinen struck out swinging in the first, reached on a fielder's choice, and stole a base in the fourth. A 4-1 Nemaha Central lead here in the top of the sixth inning. It's been a good one here today. Garrity has been dominant inside the circle. She's only really had to get out of one jam, and that was back in the fourth where the Panthers got their lone run of the game. She has struck out 13. Count now 1-1 here on Heinen. Number 3 in the order. We're in jersey number 15. Pitch by Garrity. Way out in front, fouling it away is Heinen out of play, and it's 1-2. So leadoff extra base hit by Kramer as her at second base. Nobody out here in the sixth. They need 3 at minimum. 4-1 is the Nemaha Central lead. Big 1-2 pitch coming up here. Here it is. In there, called strike 3. Inside part of the plate, 14. Count them, 14 strikeouts now for Garrity, and a big out number 1 here in the sixth. So 1 out, 1 on. Here's Wheeling. She's pitched pretty well today, too. Again, the defense in the first, not helping with a couple of errors, but defense has also made some good plays behind her, and the first pitch is fouled away. 0-2 with 2 strikeouts, both on 1-2 pitches, and both were swinging. Kramer at second base, and 1 out in the inning. Garrity checks the band, 14 strikeouts, no walks today. And that pitch in the dirt, kicks away, Hermish gathers and keeps Kramer honest at second base, thought about dashing for third, but Hermish got it up quickly, and it's 1-1, 1-1 here on Wheeling. Parthamer on deck here for the Panthers. Trying to rally here late. They have a 5-game winning streak on the line, but Nemaha Central trying to put that to bed pretty quick. They can hold on. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss. And quickly, 1-1, 2-2. Garrity struck out the side in the first. She did so again in the fourth. And she has struck out at least 2 in the second, third, and fifth. And another one potentially here, but not on that pitch. It was fouled away by Wheeling. Stays 1-2. A little late on the swing, but just caught a piece to stay alive. Kramer at second base after a leadoff double. Heinen then struck out after that. So 1 out in this sixth inning of play. Thunder 4, Centralia 1. It's been fun here so far today. As these two teams had good seasons to this point. Still a lot to go. Another one fouled away, ooh, and close to that one. Still 1-2. We also saw, of course, the baseball field is behind us. We saw in between that last half inning a foul ball from the baseball field come flying over into the softball field, which hasn't happened often, but it is certainly always something to keep an eye on. Wheeling down at 1-2. Here's Garrity's pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. There's a steal attempt, and Kramer getting there safely. It was a near strike him out, throw him out. But nonetheless, most important there for Garrity, another strikeout to Wheeling. It is out number 2. It is 15 strikeouts now for Garrity. And it's up to Tessa Parthamer now, the DP. Kramer at third, but again, back-to-back strikeouts here in this inning. For Garrity, she's got 15 tonight. Let's see if Parthamer can come through. Needing a base hit to score a run. There's a swing and a miss at a ball well up and out of the zone, and it's 0-1. Parthamer 0-2, a line out and a strikeout. Batting from the right side, Garrity looking at Kramer, the runner at third. Sets at the right hip, squares it up, and swings it through. Just a bit inside, 1-1, 1-1. opportunity here for the Panthers, but they are running out of time here. Two outs in the sixth. They're down three. Here's the pitch. And it's hit to the right side and into shallow right field for a base hit. So Parthamer comes through. Kramer scores, and a two-out RBI single gets Centralia within 4-2. That keeps the inning alive for Milena Becker. That is a monstrous two-out hit for Parthamer. She drives in the run to make it 4-2. Two outs in the inning, just the second run allowed here today by Garrity. Garrity has to reset here. Becker steps in, 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Here's the pitch, and there is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Now the leadoff double does come around to score. But still work to do here in the final. Four outs allowed here for the Panthers. There's a bunt attempt, pulled back. The pitch was well high. I thought off the cusp it might have been a foul tip, but it appears not to be, as Parthamer now at second base after the steal. Now a base hit could get this to a one-run game. And it's 1-1, the count here on Becker. Garrity sets, kicks, swings it through. Swing and a miss. Fastball way behind, and now Becker has to get one in play. It's one ball, two strikes. Garrity a strike away from getting out of the inning and keeping this lead at two. The Panthers have gotten one back here in the late innings. Here's Garrity's pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Becker. She strikes out the side for a third time today and has, count them up, 16 strikeouts in this afternoon's game. But the Panthers get a leadoff double by Hayden Kramer and an RBI single from Tessa Parthamer. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Nemaha Central 4 and Centralia 2.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball today here on KMZA. MJ in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here in Seneca. Beautiful day and a fantastic ball game as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nemaha Central holding on to a 4-2 lead against the Panthers, trying to add some insurance here against Blair Wheeling. Wheeling has pitched well. She has not struck anybody out. She has not allowed a walk. Her defense has been heavily utilized behind her today, and outside of the two first-inning errors, that's kind of really the difference so far when you look at the scorebook. Sadie Haverkamp takes ball one. Now the 1-0 is a little bit inside, and it's 2-0. Sadie's had a good afternoon as well. A couple of singles. Has not scored a run. Stranded on third in the second. Stranded at first in the third. Right now a 2-0 count here on Wheeling. Next pitch, high and away. Three balls, no strikes. Caroline Nordis, Kennedy McKee also due up in this inning for the Thunders. They try to add insurance here in the bottom of the sixth, leading Centralia 4-2. Haverkamp has the advantage at 3-0. Here's Wheeling's pitch, and taken all the way for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Wheeling's allowed seven hits, two of the four runs were earned. No walks, no strikeouts. There's a swing and a miss, and from 3-0 to 3-2, just like that. This would be a monstrous comeback if she can get this out here and avoid the leadoff walk. The senior DP, Sadie Haverkamp, from the right side. Wheeling sets. The big 3-2 on the way. Ground ball, right side. Diving effort by Dieters. Can't get there. It's out to center field for a hit. 3-for-3 afternoon by Sadie Haverkamp. A sharp single to center. And that brings up Caroline Nordis. A good battle by Haverkamp there. Leadoff single. She is at first. Nobody out. Here's Nordis. 0-for-2 today. A pop out and a ground out. Both to third. 4-2 Nemaha Central. They're batting in the sixth. This one's popped up. Playable behind the plate. And the catcher, McKee, just couldn't quite get the mask off in time to find where it was. And it drops down for a foul ball. No balls. One strike. Nobody out. Haverkamp, the runner at first base. And we may have a courtesy runner here coming in for Nemaha Central over at first base where Haverkamp resides. And just awaiting that confirmation, then that will be the case. So Haverkamp comes out after the hit. Jolie Jones is going to be the courtesy runner now. So Jones at first base for Haverkamp. Nobody out. And the count 0-1 here on Caroline Nordis. A 4-2 Nemaha Central lead as they try to add in the home six. So again, at worst, or best case scenario for Centralia, they're going to have to score two at least in the next half inning. As Nordis pops this one up right inside the circle, catch made by Wheeling for an easy out number one. So one out, runner at first. Here's McKee. 1-for-2 today, a single in the fourth. She is also grounded out to second base. Getting confirmation from the umpires here on. I think we are confirming the one out, and that is the case. Okay, yeah, one out. I had to confirm that, so. Again, Sadie Haverkamp led off the inning with a single, and then Nordis right there, a pop out to the pitcher. So two batters seen, one is out, one is on. Top of the sixth inning. Or correction, bottom of the sixth inning. There's an off-speed pitch, and McKee just caught a piece to foul it away. And McKee, no balls and one strike. Again, Jolie Jones, the courtesy runner at first. McKee's had a good freshman campaign. Here's another one that's fouled away. And now she has to protect. It's no balls, two strikes. Jordan Haverkamp on deck for the Thunder. Bottom of this order, trying to come through with a little extra insurance here in the home six. They have led it from the jump, and right now the lead is 4-2. Here's an 0-2. Just a bit outside, and it's 1-2. We mentioned Wheeling started the game. She has pitched the entire way for Centralia. She has not struck anybody out. She has not walked anybody. Defense has been key behind her today, keeping this one within arm's reach. 1-2 upstairs. Now two balls, two strikes. Jones at first base. Courtesy runner. One out here in the home six. McKee now and even Stevens. 2-2 count on Wheeling. She sets and fires. It is in the dirt. Ball three. Runner takes off. There's the throw. Well, not in time. And Jones is safe. And now for McKee, it goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Jordan Haverkamp on deck. So two of the three batters this inning have gotten back to a 3-2 count from 0-2, and there is a foul ball to the left side. So we'll try it again. Again, Sadie Haverkamp was down 0-2 to start the inning, worked it back full, and then hit a single. After the pop-out by Nordis, McKee stepped in, got behind 0-2, and now just fouled one away after working it back to a full count. Here's the 3-2. Reaching and fouling it away. So another opportunity at 3-2. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Omaha Central scored two in the first. They have not trailed since. 4-2 their lead on Centralia. Of course, these two will play a second game about 25 or so minutes after this one concludes. Next pitch is high, ball four. First walk given up by Wheeling today, and that was a good battle by the freshman in McKee. So now runners at first and second with one out. Here's Jordan Haberkamp, who is 0 for 2 today. A couple of ground outs, and now a big opportunity to add some insurance here late. Batting from the left side, first pitch is a little bit upstairs for ball one. Now we get a time and a meeting inside the circle coming up here for Centralia. Well, again, both pitchers have been good today. The runs have been at a premium, not many of them. Defense has been crucial behind Wheeling today for Centralia, keeping this what is right now a two-run deficit, 4-2. But certainly a threat on the horizon here for the Thunder. They got him at first and second with only one out. And awaiting the pitch here to Jordan Haberkamp. And it was 73 degrees at first pitch today. Probably really hasn't changed a whole bunch. The wind at times gusting 20, 25 miles per hour. So after the meeting inside the circle, Centralia breaks it up and about ready to go. Number nine in the order here with Jordan Haberkamp. Jones, courtesy runner at second base. Runner at first is Kennedy McKee. One out in the inning. And the count is 1-0 on Haberkamp. She will show bunt, pulls back, and hits it high in the air, playable in center. This is Tatum Kramer to her right, works the wind, and makes a big-time catch for out number two. And that win certainly played with that ball in the air just a touch, and the center fielder and Tatum Kramer moving to her right, adjusting last second to make the catch. And now it's up to the top of the order in McKinley. Two outs, two on. Bottom six, 4-2, Thunder leading. Wheeling's pitch taken all the way for a called strike on an off-speed pitch knee-high. Fourth time up for Ava McKinley. Reached on an error, scored in the first, flew out to right in the third. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and she hits this one well out to center, but Kramer, just about a step and a half to her left, plays it well and makes the catch. Two retired the side, so a couple on with one out, and Wheeling gets out of it. But the Panthers are down to their final at-bat. They are down two going into the seventh. Our score after six, Nemaha Central 4 and Centralia 2.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KMZA. Final opportunity for Centralia here at Nemaha Central. Top of the seventh inning against Reagan Garrity. A 1-0 count here on Josie Haberkamp. It is a 4-2 Thunder lead. Now the Panthers need at least two in this inning to force the bottom of the seventh inning. Garrity's 1-0 a little bit outside. Two balls, no strikes. Josie is 0 for 2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer will follow. Panthers got one in the fourth and one in the sixth. But right now down two in what could be their final at bat of today's game. Garrity has been rock solid all day, and there's a swing and a miss. And it's now two balls, one strike. Again, Garrity has struck out 16 batters today. She is not allowed a walk, just 4 hits, 2 runs. She is trying to complete this one, get a big win, and snap this Centralia 5-game win streak. Here's the 2-1. Just a bit inside, 3 balls, 1 strike. Centralia threatened for a bigger inning in the sixth. They had a couple on with one out. Just the 1 run given up there. Now down 2, though, in the seventh. Here's Garrity's pitch. Swing and a miss. It's now full, 3-2. Garrity has not gotten behind a lot today. Majority of the time, she is jumping out in front, but she gets it back to a full count here in the seventh. First batter of the inning to Haverkamp. The pitch, swing and a miss, got her with the fastball. And a big first out here in the top of the seventh. Count it, 17 strikeouts for Garrity. Owen Dieters will step in. She is 1-for-2 with the single. Has a stolen base as well. Garrity sets at the right hip, swings it through, and a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Knee-high inside part of the plate fastball. A 4-2 Nemaha Central lead. Panthers down to their final 2 outs. They need 2 runs. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. That one runs inside and just getting out of the way, and it's 1-ball, 1-strike. Garrity has struck out the side in 3 of the 6 innings. And the other 3, she has struck out at least 2. Dieters putting down a beauty of a bunt. Play to first is not in time. They're going to say she beat it out. Boy, a perfectly placed bunt between home and the pitcher's circle. And Dieters, a ton of speed, beats it out for an infield bunt single. And she's at first base with 1 out. And now Tatum Kramer is up, representing the tying run here in the seventh. See how aggressive Dieters wants to get here. She stole second back in the fifth inning after a single. She takes off, and this one is immediately fouled up against the press box here. And Kramer will start behind at 0-1. And in fact, Dieters did take off for second base there. So maybe a hit and run was applied, and an unfortunate on the foul ball that Dieters had to go back. She's at first base with 1 out, an 0-1 count here on Kramer. A 4-2 Nemaha Central lead. Panthers need 2 here in this frame. Down to just their final 2 outs. Here's a ground ball, slow roller. McKinley at short, only play at first, and they get the out in time. So a smart play by McKinley. It goes 6-3. Dieters to second, but now it's down to the final out. And it's up to Gibbs at the top of the order, who is 1-for-3 with a single and 2 strikeouts. Well, a home run would tie the game. But down to the final out. Garrity trying to complete this one, and it has been a monster night for her inside the circle. Dieters at second base, 2 outs. Thought about taking off, hesitates, pitches upstairs for 1. Now, Dieter's dancing a little bit between second and third. Hermish got up and made sure to get her back to that second base bag safely. 1-ball, no strikes. 2 outs. Here in the top of the seventh inning. It's up to Gibbs to keep this thing alive for Centralia. Garrity's pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-ball, 1 strike. Just 4 hits. Correction, now 5 hits allowed today by Garrity. 1 of those 5 with Dieters at second base. A 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Gibbs quickly now down to the final strike. It is 1-2. Well, the theme of this game would all come true if Garrity can end this game with a strikeout. She has piled it up in that number here today. It's down to potentially the final strike. Garrity sets and deals. Swing and a miss. And down goes Gibbs. And that ends the game. 18 strikeouts today for Reagan Garrity. That secures a Nemaha Central 4-2 win here on KMZA. We'll step aside for a timeout, wrap this thing up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine